hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller. It is a Wednesday, folks, hump day, 2nd of April 2008. Before I go any further, I was pleasantly surprised and even a little shocked today. Quick story here. It's springtime down here in Texas, folks. I mean, we got the bluebells out, all the trees are in bloom. It's like it's summer down here. I know the rest of the country's kind of suffering, still under the ravages of what's left of winter. And it's time to get out the lawnmowers and, you know, do the stuff. Well, my particular little lawnmower, it's got one of those little safety devices on it that if you don't have the handle and you don't have the release on it pulled, it just cuts out. It's a safety thing. So I thought I was going to just replace the cable and I'd be back to mowing and nothing flat. Well, I bought the new cable and put it on there, and, well, the mower wouldn't run. So being the enterprising individual I was, I just stuck the thing together with a screw, and, well, it wasn't real practical. It didn't work right. But I took the mower after I put that cable on. I took the mower back to where I bought the cable, and it wasn't that much. I rolled the thing in today, and these people told me and said, oh, yeah, well, give us about 20 minutes. So I went and grabbed a sandwich, come back. Not only did they shim the cable and make it work right, they did another repair on the mower. And the guy looked at me and said, hey, no charge. I went, what? What is this, April 1st, and I just happened to miss it? And what dawned on me was here were real human beings doing a job, a service, and it was, you know, and it's not one of these flashy places with the buff floors. And no, we're talking uneven floors and stuff on the shelves and whatever else, but they know their business. And they were just real human beings. I guess the guys that own the place, Tom and Walter, I don't know if they're brothers or what they are, but just a little shout-out and an appreciation for being human beings. AA Lawnmower on 4705 Burnett Road here in Austin, Texas. I know that's not going to do the rest of the country any good, but hey, you know, we're in a position now, folks, where we're not necessarily thinking about buying brand new no more. It's like, okay, what can I still make work around here? And it is springtime down here, and you're going to get your power equipment out. And, you know, you might be looking at that lawnmower going, you know, I'd like a new mower, but I know I can't afford it. Well, give the guys down at AA Lawnmower a call. By the way, here's their number. It's all area code 512 down here, Central Texas, 452-6373. And the reason I'm doing this, and I had a big smile on my face driving from Austin back here to Round Rock. You know, you got guys out there that do business, and, well, they just want your money. They'll smile at you and treat you real nice, and, you know, they've got the splash and the flash, and everything's polished up, but they're not real human beings running a business. You know, there are people out there, businessmen, that do business, but, you know, isn't anybody I'd want to be around. And I'm one of these kind of guys. I get around real nice people like that. That brings out the best in me. On the other hand, if I get around a bunch of buttheads, I end up being a bigger butthead than them. I'll get in their face. I'll flat out get in their face in a New York second. Hey, guys over at AA Lawnmower, thank you for so much for being the people that you are. You've made my day. We'll be back right after this.
Are Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
You know, I'm doing a program one day, and I forget which day it was. It was just recently. And I get a call from Carol Asher. Now, Carol is Jack McLam's assistant, been with him for years, keeps him straight, keeps him on track. And she had a legitimate complaint. And she caught me at it. I'm talking about Ron Paul as in past tense. And that ain't so. Now, he was on Glenn Beck's program last night, and dear old Glenn Beck, he seems to be a rather confused gentleman. I mean, he likes Ron Paul. He said at the end of the five-minute segment, I think, he spent with him, not including commercial break, that there's a couple things that he really agrees with on Ron Paul, but not everything. Of course, he had to slide that in there. But at least Glenn Beck, on the issue of the national debt, he's been talking about it, the $50 trillion asteroid. Well, Glenn, it's almost double that, closer to $100 trillion when you add in so-so security that the trust has been robbed, and that's bankrupt. Medicare, Medicaid, which is going out of sight, drug prescription programs to help the elderly here buy the overpriced drugs from the pharma cartel in this country. I mean, all fine and dandy, except for one thing. It's just another brand of wealth distribution, or shall we say, socialism. So, he had him. I think this is the only national talking head And I haven't quite figured out what his program is. I don't know if it's infotainment or whatever it is. But Glenn strikes me as the kind of guy that, you know, if you said boo, he'd jump right out of his boots. He doesn't seem to be a really stable individual, if you know what I mean. But at any rate, Carol Asher was right. I mean, we're talking about the Ron Paul issue as if, you know, he's not going to get the GOP nod. So, hey, you know, we're talking about either John McCain, Barack Obama, or the cast iron biddy Hillary Clinton. And she was exactly right, folks. You know, there is an election. You know, the casting of the delegate ballots is one thing, but the actual vote is another. And Ron Paul's, and I picked up the AFP today, Ron Paul's son did an article in here, Rand Paul. He's also a medical doctor, by the way. I guess it runs in the family. And he writes that reports that Ron Paul has quit the presidential race remind me of Mark Twain's famous saying, reports of my death are greatly exaggerated. The Ron Paul campaign continues, albeit at a different pace. What does that mean? Ron Paul will continue to contest the remaining primaries. Ron Paul's name will be on all the remaining state ballots. Ron Paul volunteers are encouraged to become precinct captains, delegates to state and national conventions, and try and pass constitutional proposals to each state's Republican platform. For example, volunteers in each state should try to attach amendments such as the following. And these are suggestions. Republicans believe that war should only be fought after a proper declaration of war by Congress. There's a good idea. Another possible platform idea is that Republican congressmen are expected to vote against any federal budget, Republican or Democrat, that is not balanced. Want to have some fun? Just imagine the fun when the debate begins on those ideas. Is Ron Paul still campaigning for president? Yes. He has tentative plans to campaign in Pennsylvania and Kentucky. Ron Paul will also likely appear in other states that have remaining primaries. The press is reporting that Ron Paul has quit the race. This is not true. Ron Paul's video simply acknowledges that the campaign will continue but will also transform into additional activities such as education and supporting other candidates. In Kentucky, we just held precinct conventions, and Ron Paul Republicans won hundreds of precinct captains. In Kyle, Texas, Craig Young upset the establishment choice for Republican county chairman. And Mark Anderson, which is also on this network, is a writer for AFP. His article, Paul Winning War of Ideas, Vows to Fight Admits Revolutions Take Longer Than Elections. Recent article entitled A Requiem for Ron Paul, written by Stacy Cowley for Fortune Small Business Magazine, online begins, Ron Paul's Friday announcement that his presidential campaign will soon wind down removes from the race a figure whose doomed pursuit of the White House inspired libertarians and free market purists, including many business owners who loved his message about a nation free from regulatory fetters. Asked by AFP why she wrote that Paul had dropped out when he is not, Ms. Crowley replied, I think we stand by what was written. While claiming that the article was not biased against a particular candidate, it's just a function of how the media operates, end quote. When reminded that Ron Paul has not actually pulled out like Mike Huckabee and Mitt Romney did when they officially quit, she seemed to dodge the matter while portraying her article as a whole as a tribute to what he, meaning Ron Paul, was trying to accomplish. She also told AFP that she put the article together with two other reporters just for an average-length piece near deadline, though Ms. Cowley said she watched all of Ron Paul's latest videos. Well, if that was the case, she would have known he's not out of the race. The mainstream media sees Paul as numerically out of the running in terms of delegates. But Paul confirmed he's still in a race to keep his ideas in the arena and to be there if McCain falls from grace or if delegates are not bound to McCain in September at the Republican National Convention. Now, reporters and editors in the mainstream media want to spin their stories instead of reporting actual statements and events as they unfold without prejudice. The result is that not enough Americans know about the other guy still standing in the GOP field. This deceives the electorate when the nation is in dire straits. When many who don't want to vote Democratic also don't like McCain, but generally are not aware that there's any other choices out there. You know, I have, and let me stop here for a second, because this is exactly what I was thinking about yesterday. That, wait a minute, delegates and, you know, parties nominating their chosen person, their front dummies, is one issue, but the election is not until November. Very good point to remember. AFP viewed the same video that Ms. Cowley and many other mainstream hacks saw, which is Representative Paul's latest video statement to supporters posted on RonPaul2008.com. It shows that he has not dropped out of the presidential race, but nearly all media outlets have persisted and claiming that he has quit. While Paul does not say victory is the conventional political sense is not available in the presidential race, he nevertheless clearly remains in the presidential race. The campaign for freedom will continue in this new phase. In this, we will need financial resources to continue. He states in a comment that major media will not touch in its relentless effort to nudge Paul out of the race, much in the same way that former Democratic candidate Representative Dennis Kucinich out of Ohio was forced out of the running when he was not asked by network wonks to take part in major televised debates. Now, I don't like Mr. Kucinich's brand of politics, but I'll tell you something about Dennis Kucinich. He's not your average politician's politician. He's a guy that believes in what he believes, and he stands firm on it. Sounds like we need more politicians like that. A valuable spinoff of the Paul campaign, excuse me, is exposure of the major media for what it is, an untrustworthy propaganda belt that cannot be believed. This manipulative information ministry lately has hung its hat on Paul's statement in the video that the presidential campaign will soon wind down. However, the next words out of Paul's mouth were, "But we do still encourage all effort to maximize the number of votes and delegates in all the remaining primaries and to continue the caucus process that's ongoing in other states by loyal volunteers." The big media has also latched on to Paul's words. "We must remember elections are short-term efforts. Revolutions are long-term projects." That's true. Many reports have characterized that video comment as signaling a dignified surrender. However, Paul said on CNN's American Morning Show, "If you're in a campaign for only gaining power, that's one thing. If you're in a campaign to influence ideas and the future of the country, the campaign is never over." Some supporters say that Paul's campaign is slow in setting the record straight when the media lies about his statements or his status. Evening news reports on NBC and other national networks report as if Paul doesn't even exist. It's just the lackluster McCain on one hand and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton on the other. Now, Paul has remained true to his word that as long as his supporters want him to remain in the presidential running, he will do so. Even as McCain remains the media-hyped leader for the GOP, but is vulnerable to mounting scandals and revelations about his counterfeit conservatism and his checkered past. Besides being listed as a member of the infamous Council on Foreign Relations in the CFR's 2007 report, putting them in close quarters with the ruling class establishment that pushes for a U.S. empire and a North American Union, McCain has not earned much heartfelt support from the Republican-leading media pundits. That, of course, being the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys, and various longtime GOP fixtures such as evangelical leaders like James Dobson. But this GOP clique will not even mention Paul as the Reagan-like figure they claim to be longing for. But as noted in Newsweek, Paul knew Reagan and knew him well, admires and practices some of his philosophy, and won the Gipper's personal support when seeking election to Congress. You know, how much closer to Reagan-esque can you get? Have you got a president that's plugging for you and wants to see you in office because he thinks you're a good guy? Can I say the same thing about John McCain, the albino chipmunk? I don't think so. We'll continue with this on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Paul did not want to lose the Republican nomination to his Texas congressional seat since he wants to continue his revolution. He won that hands down versus a determined opponent, and, as AFP noted, with that victory in his back pocket, his load is lighter and he's able to stay in the presidential running to at least give old guard Republican voters a constitutional choice. Republicans, Paul said on CNN, have a right to vote for someone that stands for traditional Republican principles. In his latest video, Paul also reiterated the idea of having a summer march in Washington to amplify his revolution's ideas and to emphasize its enduring presence on the political scene. It looks to me like June 21 would be a good day. He said, adding, however, that the other individuals or groups instead of the Paul campaign itself would have to be the march's main organizers. He attributed this to legal, logistical, and practical reasons. If his march happens, AFP will be there. As for the other media, who knows? And in the next hour, I'm going to do another piece on Ron Paul because, well, Carol Asher, you were right. You know, we've moved on to other subjects. The man is still in the presidential race. I have this quiet little fantasy, and people are insisting, and I got an email the other day. I think I'd have it around here somewhere, but somebody insisted that they had checked out the claims about McCain getting in cahoots with the North Vietnamese and actually running propaganda for the communist. And he says, oh, no, that wasn't correct at all. No, we mapped it all out and we checked the websites and it was just all balderdash. I don't think so. This information didn't come from one guy's website. And the incidents that happened on the forestall, where he was playing games and decided to flame his engine out, and the pilot that was behind him, I guess they were in the landing pattern to land on the carrier, shot a ball of flame at him and knocked a couple of bombs off his plane, and that's what hit the forestall and almost burnt down to the waterline and sunk. You know, these aren't wild machinations here of just somebody's fertile imagination. I mean, this stuff was real. And folks, I mean, didn't we just go through 8 years of mini-me, being in respect that I'm George Bush Sr.'s son, and we had 8 years of this clown that can't stand in a public forum and put two sentences together and sound any more logical than a five-year-old? I mean, come on. Well, I'm Republican and I'm conservative and I'm going to vote for John McCain. Don't do me a favor. Don't vote. Go shoot yourself. But quit proclaiming that you're an American, that you're going to be voting for a president. Well, he's the best selection that a Republican's got, and he's a conservative. By God, and I'm going to vote for him. Conservative what? Do me a favor. Check yourself. Check your premises. Your beliefs do not match reality. And I am not a registered Republican, nor am I a registered Democrat. And the likes that I see on the Democratic side, needless to say, these aren't blue dog Democrats, folks. These aren't the old-timey Democrats we're talking about here. This is the new version of the socialized world order. Barack Obama, give me a break. Not because the guy's black, but he's just another polished politician that popped out of nowhere, and all of a sudden he's being heralded as one of the real choices for presidency in this country. And who would have thought Hillary Clinton would have gotten as far as she has? Of course, if we had a real media in this country that did real background on these people and their crimes and misdemeanors, people wouldn't be looking at Hillary Clinton as being a viable choice for president. Now, we have got a prepackaged, pre-digested view of politics in this country. These people are thrown before us. The press talks them up. And there's your choice. As if you're brainless and you cannot think for yourself. And they're turning this into a real big social issue here. Well, I'm voting for Hillary because she's a woman. Well, in the traditional terms of being a woman, she's as far from being a woman as I don't know what. Well, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama because he's black. How about voting for the person that is best suited for the job? How about that concept? Far be it for the American people to think any further than next week's schedule conclusion, part two of their favorite TV program. Folks, we're talking about people that are going to politically make a difference, but not just to us, for people around this globe. You know, when we elect a president here, it's just not putting up with their shenanigans for 4 or 8 years or whatever it is. It's the rest of the planet putting up with these people as well. You know, on Cash Flow today, James Martinez got back from England, and he was telling me he was at Oxford and talking with some of the young students there. They liked Tony Blair as much as we like George Bush in this country. Now, that's something to say because, well, look what the English did in the Middle East before we got there. The reason why you see the map and the borders of the countries over there that you see, it's basically the English doings. So what are we doing? Kind of like Vietnam, we roll in right behind the good old English. We'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from The Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
An article came to my attention. Actually off of 321gold.com, Daryl Robert Schoon wrote this, and he goes into a lot of different things, but he got around to politics and presidents. And talking about JFK, Executive Order 11110 and the Federal Reserve Bank. The reason I'm bringing this up, because this dovetails nicely into Mr. Ron Paul, Congressman Paul's attitude and ideas about the Federal Reserve. It should be dumped. Constitutionally, we're not supposed to have a private, for-profit organization running our country. And my contention has been, all these years, it wasn't a mafia that offed this guy. It wasn't because of the failed Bay of Pigs invasion. You know, he made a lot of enemies in very short order. I mean, here was a guy that said, hey, I'm president, and he acted accordingly. Now, the jury's still out on JFK. You know, he did as many bad things as he did good things, but the good things that he did struck at the core of some of this country's root problems. And my contention to this day is the reason why the guy was offed, you know, he stepped on a lot of toes. He wanted to pull the advisors out of Vietnam, which meant that billions and billions and billions of dollars later, you know, we're evacuating people via helicopter off of Saigon rooftops, the embassy over there. You know, 58,000 Americans and all these billions of dollars gone. The carnage and the aftermath that we left because people decided that, hey, the United States is here. We're going to fight for freedom. And, well, by goodness, well, there they go, the Americans. And what happened to the other ones? Well, the killing fields, Khmer Rouge. You know the story. Eisenhower, here's another good example. Why do you think this guy, in his last message to the American people, and he was a military guy, why did he wait 3 days before he left office to warn people about the military-industrial complex? And back to Kennedy, think of all the people that made tons of money off the Vietnam War. They weren't there fighting for freedom or against communism or anything else. They were fighting to make a buck. Eisenhower knew this. And Kennedy also said to the CIA, hey, I'm going to take that organization and spread it to the four winds. Not the very thing that people down in Langley want to hear. But then he did something else that really set the powers that be globally right on their ear. Executive Order 11110 in the Federal Reserve Bank. Change is no more welcome in Washington, D.C. than it was in Galilee. President John F. Kennedy was not to live out his first term as president. 3 years into the presidency, JFK was felled by an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas. While there is much controversy surrounding his death, it is clear that, whatever the theory, it was no accident. The assassination of standing president is not undertaken lightly. The public killing of a highly popular political figure such as JFK is decided upon and agreed to only when sufficient amounts of money or power are at stake. Previous theories have revolved around issues of power, dissident and or dissatisfied rogue CIA agents and or right-wing Washington, D.C. power brokers and or the mafia conspiring separately or together in mutual hatred for the upstart Kennedy have been the favored theories. Another simpler theory, however, should also be considered money. On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11110 was signed by President Kennedy, directing the United States Treasury to issue a new U.S. currency. This new U.S. currency was to be backed by a precious metal, silver, unlike the credit-backed money issued by the Federal Reserve ever since 1913. And here is Executive Order 11110, Amendment of Executive Order 10289 as amended, relating to the performance of certain functions affecting the Department of Treasury. And here it is. By virtue of the authority vested in me by Section 301, Title 3 of the United States Code, it is ordered as follows. Section 1, Executive Order 10289 of September 19, 1951, as amended, is hereby further amended. A, by adding the end of a paragraph 1, therefore the following subparagraph. The authority vested in the President by paragraph B of Section 43 of the Act of May 12, 1933, as Amendment 31 U.S.C. 821B, just in case you want to look it up, to issue silver certificates against silver bullion, silver or standard silver dollars in the Treasury, not then held for redemption of any outstanding silver certificates, to prescribe the denominations of such silver certificates and to coin standard silver dollars and the subsidiary silver currency for the redemption. And by revoking subparagraphs B and C of paragraph 2, therefore, the amendment made by this order shall not affect any act done or any right accruing or cured of any suit of proceeding had or commenced in any civil or criminal cause prior to the date, blah, blah, blah. The White House, June 4th, 1963. By the stroke of a pen, President Kennedy's signing of Executive Order 11110 returned the power to issue currency back to the U.S. Treasury, thereby ending the 50-year monopoly of private bankers and the Federal Reserve Bank over U.S. currency. 6 months later, President John F. Kennedy was killed. In 1913, as a result of the intense lobbying by business and banking interest, The U.S. government had turned over the power to issue U.S. currency to a group of private bankers, the Federal Reserve Bank. Many believe this transfer was unconstitutional. U.S. presidential candidate and Congressman Ron Paul, mentioned in this story, ranking member of the House Subcommittee on Domestic Monetary Policy, has stated, "The United States Constitution grants to Congress the authority to coin money and regulate the value of currency. The Constitution does not give Congress the authority to delegate control over monetary policy to a central bank and read that as a private entity. Furthermore, the Constitution certainly does not empower the federal government to erode the American standard of living via an inflationary monetary policy." You know, here's the guy that's being ignored. The power to coin money and regulate the value of currency is among the most important responsibilities and functions of the government. That the U.S. government in 1913 turned over this public function to a group of private bankers is astounding. As a consequence, almost 100 years later, the U.S. and its citizens are now on the edge of bankruptcy, indebted up to their eyeballs to the very bankers they gave the power to coin their money and regulate their currency. Private bankers who are even now bailed out by America's taxpayers with money made available to them by the fellow bankers at the Federal Reserve. Hello, America, are you there? Can you hear? Are you even listening? Now, for almost 100 years in America, private bankers through the Federal Reserve Bank had a monopoly on the printing and issuance of U.S. currency. In that time, they have inflated the U.S. money supply to such a degree that the U.S. dollar has lost 95% of its purchasing power and again brought the nation to the edge of economic ruin. In 1963, 50 years after the Fed acquired the right to print, issue, and inflate the money supply of the U.S., President John F. Kennedy quietly transferred that power back to the U.S. Treasury, the only institution which the Constitution had granted the power to coin and regulate currency. Rest assured, that transference did not go unnoticed by the private bankers and the feds. U.S. presidential candidate Ron Paul has introduced legislation during each Congress, he's only been there for 20 years, to abolish the Fed, H.R. 2755 in the 110th Congress, H.R. 2778 in the 108th Congress, H.R. 5356 in the 107th Congress, H.R. 1148 in the 106th Congress. His inability to attract congressional support, however, is in all likelihood his Washington, D.C. life insurance policy. We have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. And I'm quoting Ron Paul here. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks. The Federal Reserve Board, a government board, has cheated the government of the United States and the people of the United States out of enough money to pay the national debt. These 12 private credit monopolies were deceitfully and disloyally foisted upon this country by bankers who came here from Europe and repaid us for our hospitality by undermining our American institutions. The people have the valid claim against the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks. I'm sorry, that wasn't a quote by Ron Paul. That was Congressman Louis T. McFadden, chairman of the House Committee on Banking and Currency from 1920 until 1931. Just a few years, by the way, after they installed the private banking concern in this country. And if you've never read the book, Creature from Jekyll Island, you should. You want drama? You want real-life tension? You want all of those things that you might read a good mystery book for or watch a good dramatic movie? Read the book. It's the true history of the money masters taking control of this country. They couldn't even make it last 100 years. By the way, I disagree with the 5 cents that's lost 95% of its value. It's closer to 98% of the value that's lost. Now, and what they've done, and this is the Mac Daddy, as I said before, of the Hegelian dialectic. You know, what did the bankers do? What did the international bankers do? You remember there was a little crash in this country about, 1907? No, it wasn't really a crash, though, was it? It was just some funny stuff going on with the banks. And that was hyped They tried to bring in the Federal Reserve at that time. Didn't quite work. They had to wait another 6 years to do this. With three Congress critters on December 4th of 1913, with no quorum present and no vote on this deal, they gave us the international gangster banksters and its member banks and operating inside this country. Hasn't even lasted 100 years, folks. And I've said this repeatedly, over and over and over and over and ad nauseum over again. It is an ongoing conspiracy by every seated Congress since 1913. Folks, it's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to make the mistake by not correcting the mistake. And watching these fools on the Hill coming out with strong words, we're going to take strong action. We're here for the American people. We feel your pain. We're going to help you with the foreclosures, and we're going to protect our phony baloney jobs. Harumph. Really? You're going to do all that for me at this late hour when this country is on the brink? It's already in bankruptcy. It's been in bankruptcy since 1933, March 9th, to be more specific. Every federal judge in this country knows that, but nobody else in the country knows it. Congress became the holders in due course of the bankruptcy of 1933. So here are all these fools on the Hill trying to look like they're worth something, and, well, by God, we got a financial problem here, and we're going to take action. Where were you? Where were your predecessors? Where were all the Congresses assembled before that have not looked at this and go, you know what? I swore to uphold and defend the Constitution, and I see something here that is a major, major, major problem and the solvency and the ability for this country to continue. Where have they been for the last 100 years? In my contention, and this is my personal opinion, everybody that has known this fact, in Congress has not done a damn thing about it. But yet there is a congressman that every term he introduces the bills to get this private banking cabal the hell out of our country. Every term he does this. Now, what's not mentioned in this article, they talk about silver certificates. No, I'll tell you what Kennedy did that really, really put a monkey wrench in the plans of converting this country into the global governance that you're now seeing taking place worldwide. It has been the international banker's tool to control economies and its money supply to one end and one end only, to bring about a world government. You know, 10 years ago, oh, you're just a conspiracy wacko. You know, why don't you smoke a better brand of drugs, kid? You're off your rocker. We would be saying the words, and we weren't heard. The vaunted politicians, the respected people in power, those were the people to be listened to. Oh, we're going to do NAFTA. We're going to do CAFTA. We're going to do the FTAA. You know, we got to compete in this global marketplace. Saying the very same thing, but yet 10 years ago I was derided as being some kind of crackpot. What really got Kennedy killed was when he ordered the United States Treasury to print United States notes to be loaned into circulation, or put into circulation more aptly, and it didn't carry the usury. It was interest-free money. Now, on the surface, you know, we constantly refer to this funny money stuff that's circulating around, no more valuable than monopoly money anymore, as being paper currency. Well, it's not really paper, it's linen. That's why your bills last so long. Obviously, the bill will outlast the dollar, or its value, day to day. But when Kennedy ordered the Treasury to print those United States notes, not silver certificates, United States notes free of interest, that's what got the international banksters, that's what got their hackles up. Because they needed to control this currency, they needed to control this economy, they needed to control us. Well, why do you think the quote is often repeated? You know, this was Mayor Amschel Rothschild. I don't care who you elect as politicians. I don't care anything about your political processes. Just give me the control of the money. I don't care who you elect. What, do you think that was just something that was just off the cuff? Because he wanted something to say and he couldn't figure out what to say? This is what's facing this country. You know, we're on the brink of oblivion dealing with these mass clowns, these robbers of your wealth and of your future. And the only guy out of 435 politicians for all the Congresses assembled since 1913, this is the guy that's had the moxie to step up and say, you know what? We don't need this anymore.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a maybe to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, we're back. Let's go to the phones. Patrice, I do believe that is, in Arkansas. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Pat in Arkansas.
Okay.
And I want to thank you for speaking to Ron Paul. I'm a supporter, have been from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you about the media. I've never watched Desperate Housewives. And what I really called about was, I need to ask a question about money. I don't know if you're the one to talk to or not, but my sister gave me the go-ahead to talk to you, and I want her to start listening to RBN. But she sold a farm and a ranch house and has quite a bit of money in savings, and I think she needs to talk to you guys about where she can put it, you know.
Well, that would be, you know the old saying there, you can lead that horse to water? We'd be happy to talk to her, but you're going to be the enabling factor here.
I realize that, and I just wanted to point her to RBN, you know, and see if she would get some information from you guys about what may be a sensible thing to do right now. And it's quite a large amount of money.
Let me put it to you this way: if you said to her that, and I don't know what the dollar amount that she has, and it's not important. The important point is if you looked at her and say, okay, you've sold off the farm, you've sold off some buildings, whatever, and you've got this amount of money. How would you like to triple that amount of money that's sitting in your bank account right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that gets people's attention.
Okay.
Yeah, there isn't anything that you can do in today's world to take a dollar amount and double it, quadruple it, triple it, and maybe even quadruple it. Some have contended that before everything shakes out, that ounce of gold is going to be worth maybe $5,000 to $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's gone from 250 up to a grand. It's bumped down a little bit, but it's surely going to skyrocket again, and it mm-hmm. would be in her best interest for no other reason at all than a hedge against inflation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was thinking about was her best interest. And I know you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But mm-hmm. Who would be the best person for her to talk to?
Robbie Noel.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, well, I'll look up his schedule.
No, I'll just give you his phone number right now.
Okay, hang on. I've got a piece of paper right here.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a pretty large amount of money.
Well, I mean, we deal with 800-691. Now that you mentioned that, I forgot. Here it is, 800-691-7898.
800-691-7898.
7898. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'll pass this information on to her. And she doesn't have a computer, and she's not aware, you know, that your station's even on the air.
Well, that's okay. I mean, just tell her to call the number, talk to Robbie. She'll fall in love with the guy because of his...
Would you repeat that again? I'm kind of hard hearing in my ear.
800-691-7898.
7898.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I will pass that information on to her and let her take action.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Patrice. Appreciate your call. I've got Dr. Bill Veith online. Billy boy, where have you been?
Hey, John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Manny, you're too quick on the draw. We got to take this break. Bill, can you hang on? Okay. We'll take the break here. My friend Dr. Bill Veith on the line. And years ago he told me, he said, I think everybody's missing the point here. It's the money. It's the money. And he's never altered that opinion. And he's not lobbied me real hard, but I have become convinced that he is absolutely 100% correct. Makes me look better by having smart friends like that, too. All right, we'll take the break. Hour two of the National Intel coming up right after this.
We must take America back. We must take America back.